Welcome to everyone, Baz Hashem. We're learning the topic of Gilgul in the Sefer Pelayoitz in share number 243. And we discussed last time the importance of learning such a topic where it creates the reality of Schar and Einish, reward and punishment, which we say in the second paragraph of Shema. In the second paragraph of Shema, we are to accept upon ourselves the reality of reward and punishment. What's the punishment? Rachman l'tzlan, a person comes back as a goldfish. You say, like, well, come on, give me a break. But that's what we're learning about. A person comes back as a dog. Person comes back as a pebble, as a stone. So there's a question we have to ask. Does the person know when he comes back that he comes back that does he know anything? Does the neshama know anything? So it depends. And this, I don't know if the Pelayoitz will discuss it now, but this is, as I had mentioned, I think I said in the previous shiur, that I was asked to give a shiur on an exciting, interesting topic, and the topic was Gilgul. And when I saw in the other Svarim, HaKdoshim, that's what we call Svarim HaKdoshim, the Holy Svarim. It depends. If a person comes back as a human being, he has no recollection, no idea. Hashem like wipes away the memory of the previous life. And I'm just interjecting once again, saying, I want to repeat, I have no idea about this topic. However, the Svar Magdashim is say, if a person comes back as an animal, as something else, that's part of the pain of the Gilgul. The person knows he was once going to shul and saying, Kodosh, Kodosh, Kodosh. But you know what? The person is talking Lashon Hara, and the person now came back as a dog, as we'll see shortly. Where the person wasn't careful with his eyes, and he came back as a bird. And let's now continue. Umar mo'oyni mavis mikol chevle gehenim hu ras gilgul. Worse than all of Gehenim is the suffering of Gilgul. Shetiz galgal nashoy bidoymeim sayimeya chai medaber. Because his neshama can come back as a plant, as an animal, a doime, a non-living object, or as a new person. So imagine, you're having a conversation with somebody. Some people like to pull off the leaves from the tree, from the bush. Imagine the person's neshama is in that bush, plucks it off. I have no idea what that means, no idea what it does. But we're just reading words over here of what the Pelayoitz is telling us. And it's even possible that he'll go from evil to evil. Royal raw. By having different types of Gilgulim. As is discussed in the Sivya Mekubalim, the Kabbalah Sfar. This is beyond our pay grade over here. We're just going to say these words. And the reason why I'm not skipping this topic is because the Pelayoitz is telling us, we have to understand, the person does something wrong, and he doesn't do tshuva, Rachman al-Islam. But if a person does tshuva, that's the gift of tshuva. We have to know that it's a gift of tshuva. But do tshuva here in this world, because then it's too late. If not. V'afilo al averis shenirin kalis v'dosha ben rahim. And even on averis that seem to be very inconsequential, nothing major. Now, what's an aveir that people think is not such a big deal? It happens to be an atom bomb. An atom bomb. Lashon Hara. Shemizgalgal bekelev noiveyach. Rachman litzlan, a person who's a Baal Lashon Hara, that doesn't mean he speaks Lashon Hara one time. But he's a mamish, he speaks Lashon Hara, that's, you know, pulls out his business card, it says Lashon Hara speaker. He comes back, he could come back in the Gilgul as a barking dog, a kelev noiveyach. He brings a simonoch. It says in Bamidbar Lamed Beis, Mem Beis, Vayikro lo noivach. And he called it noivach. Lo is Rashi Tevois Lashon Hara. Noivach. That's a reference to the barking dog. We have to know this. Now, doesn't mean next time you see a dog barking that was a gilgul of a neshama. We don't know that. I mean, this could be a dog barks, right? We have to mechazik ourselves. Listen to the next one, Rabbi. So, mistakla barai is bo begilgul oif anikris ro'o shemizano beriyo. Rachmanu l'tzlon, a person does an aveiro of arayis with his eyes, of looking at things he's not supposed to be looking at. And he doesn't do tshuva. The Pelioitz tells us he could come back as a gilgul, as a bird. And the type of bird is called a ra, reish aleph, hey, not reish ayin, like evil. The name of the bird is ra. Because ra is to see. And the understanding is the person was mizane, he was immoral with his eyes. This is all, once again, if he doesn't do tshuva. And he brings a simon for this. V'simonach l'davar v'lo yisosuru acharei levachem acharei neichem v'ashaitem zaynim achareihem. The pasuk says in Shema, which we say every day, v'midra tezov lamites, don't go after levavchem, your heart, v'acharei nechem, and after your eyes, desires, asher atem zaynim achareihem, that you are zayne, unfaithful. So, the pasuk is referring to the person who goes after his heart's desires, he's being unfaithful. Like what? Like this bird. And he says there are many, many different types of gilgulim for different averus that a person didn't fix here in this world. And where are they discussed? In the Sifrim HaKabbalim, the Pelioid says, we're not getting into the details like that now. We're going to stop here. Continue next time with this topic of Gilgul. But once again, what do we want to take out from this important topic? We want to take out the seriousness of Hashem's mitzvahs. Hashem's mitzvahs are real. Now, if a person would be able to see that dog and talk to the dog or the bird and, were you really a neshama? Yes, I was. You know? I don't know, maybe they have a deeper voice, I have no idea. Then the person's, of course, his mitzvahs would be much stronger, but then it would take away his bechira chavshis, it would take away his free will. Where's his free will? But what we're getting now is we're getting a drop in the bucket of what's going on behind the scenes of how Hashem runs the world. That's amazing. You know, we're getting behind the scenes now. Under the surface. Behind the Achrei HaParagut. So let's appreciate this opportunity to know what really is taking place behind the scenes to some little degree. And to mechazek our shmiras and mitzvahs. That's what we want to take out from this limud here.
Amen.